Harley here, and I am finishing the questions from 50 questions that can change your life. Sorry. Okay, we are on, this is the third recording. The first one was one through 15, and the second was 16 through 27. So now we're at 28. Has your greatest fear ever come true? No, it has not. 29. Do you remember the time 5 years ago when you were extremely upset? Does it really matter now? Where was I 5 years ago? Yes, I do remember sometimes, and no, it doesn't matter. Although it did affect me, pretty detrimentally, but it made me who I am, and that's okay. 30. What is your happiest childhood memory? What makes it so special? This is actually a really hard question for me, because before, like, age 7, I really don't remember a lot. I have feelings and emotions that I can place on stuff, but time in general and time before, like, 1997, is kind of just blurry to me. So after that, probably camping. This is like a broad memory, because it happened, but it's one of my favorite, of camping with, both sides of my family at different times and going fishing. And it's just, everyone was happy and everyone was dealing with each other. And I don't know. It was just a good memory. 30. What is your happiest child? 31. At what time in your recent past have you felt most passionate and alive? I actually don't know. I wouldn't really call myself a passionate person. Like, I care a lot about stuff, but I'm not, like, crazy on stuff, so I don't know. I don't have much time to think about it. 32. If not now, then when? Tomorrow, or like 5 minutes from now, maybe. 33. If you haven't achieved it yet, what do you have to lose? There's a lot of things to lose, depending on what it is, and apparently I feel really snarky right now. It depends on what it is, because we do things sometimes that affects others, so even though I haven't, yeah, I'm just gonna stick with that. But for the most part, that actually ties in with my earlier answer to, is it better to not do something or to fail trying? So it's different though. 34. Have you ever been with someone, said nothing, and walked away feeling like you just had the best conversation ever? I've had that with, like, the worst conversation ever, because I freak out for things. Best conversation ever? I don't think so. 35. Why do religions that support love cause so many wars? Because love is a really hard concept that a lot of people don't really like to talk about because it's so personal. And I personally am a love, not war. Love is a hard thing that's hard for a lot of people. So when someone comes up to you and says, I love you, I don't want to be mad at you, that's a really hard thing to understand and to process. So, imagine that on, like, a greater scale, and that's kind of what we get. 36. Is it possible to know, without a doubt, what is good and what is evil? I don't think so. I think, well, the greater part of that question is there good and evil? Because that implies that there is God and that there is that stuff. If you take all of that away, we are just organisms that do things, and other organisms like those things, and other organisms don't like those things. So it's completely based on the perception of the situation. 37. If you just won $1 million, would you quit your job? I babysit for a family between 1 and 3 days a week, between Thursday and Saturday, and I actually really love the kids. I know that I'm helping them out, so I probably wouldn't, because even though I have $1 million, that's going to be a shitload of taxes, and I would still go to school, because $1 million really isn't that much money anymore. So yeah, 38, would you rather have less work to do or more work you actually enjoy doing? Hands down, more work I actually enjoy doing. I like being busy, I like working, I'm kind of a workaholic. So, yeah. 39, do you feel like you've lived this day 100 times before? No. Every day is different. 40, when was the last time you marched into the dark with only the soft glow of an idea you strongly believed in? I don't really even want to answer that, because that's just kind of weird. I think that for me personally, a lot of thoughts start as very small ideas, and I am very, I state them as they are facts, and I listen to it, because I don't talk to myself, because it sounds, it's weird, and I feel like I'm crazy. So when I talk to people, that's me thinking, because I don't really think to myself a lot. So I do take hold of things that I say until I hear it and know that I'm not speaking correctly, if that makes sense at all. That's just gibberish. Let's move on. 41. If you knew that everyone you know was going to die tomorrow, who would you visit today? I would honestly just stay with my husband. I love him very much, and I love the rest of my family, and I love the rest of my friends. I would make a shit ton of phone calls, though, and just be like, sup, bros? So, you're all gonna die tomorrow, and I love and care for you, but I kind of want to stay with my man. So, yeah. 42. Would you be willing to reduce your life expectancy by 10 years to become extremely attractive or famous? No, because I already have my husband, and he likes me how I am. 43. When is it time to stop calculating risk and rewards and just go ahead and do what you know is right? When your actions do not greatly affect others. So if I were to have a child and then decide, oh yeah, let's try cocaine, that would be a poor decision. But right now my actions would affect my husband and my family members. So when you would affect no one else, really. 45. If we learn from our mistakes, why are we always so afraid to make a mistake? Because people are afraid of basically everything. It's easy to be afraid. It's easy to... People don't like getting in trouble. I don't like getting in trouble. I hate being in trouble. I get this, like, gross black thingy in the bottom of my stomach whenever I'm in trouble. I seriously get upset. I imagine it's not the same for most people, but we don't... We would rather get it right and get praise than get it wrong and be criticized, even though we learn from our mistakes. It's mentally, it feels better to get it right the first time than to find out through failure. 46. What would you do differently if you knew nobody would judge you? I can't imagine a world of people not judging, and I think the biggest reason why I do or do not do a lot of things is because I judge myself and other people's perceptions. My perceptions of other people's judgments, whether they're there or not, are still there, so I don't think it would really change because I would still think it was there, because it's in my head. 47. When was the last time you noticed the sound of your own breathing? Probably during this recording earlier, because I breathe, and that's a thing, and it makes noise, and sometimes that's really annoying. So within, like, the last 10 minutes, apparently. What do you love? Have any of your recent actions openly expressed this love? I love food. I just ate a meal, and it was delicious. Doing that, I guess, expressed my love. I believe I've told my husband I love him today. We have the kiss that we give each other that is specific to us, and that's, like, a little bit of I love you. When I give hugs, I gave a hug today to a friend, and that's a little form of I love you. So, yeah. 49. In 5 years from now, will you remember what you did yesterday? What about the day before that or the day before that? Possibly vaguely. I will remember that I watched a whole bunch of movies and stayed with my husband's brother's dogs. But aside from that, not really. And 50, decisions are being made right now. The question is, are you making them for yourself or are you letting others make them for you? I believe that we've basically already covered this topic. Both, actually. People will make decisions based on what they think that I would want or not want, and they choose accordingly, and then I make my own decisions, in certain things. So, both. And I believe that is all the questions, 1 through 50, through 3 different recordings. I hope that you have enjoyed my rushed voice and breathing, apparently. So, thank you for listening.